Today's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Tonight, Dr. Angel, are we not?
Oh, yes, we are.
Why are we so excited, Dr. Angel Falzoni?
Tonight marks an amazing milestone for us. It is our 2-year anniversary here on Go Yard.
Oh, man. There you go, Bobby. All right. And our wonderful engineer in there, Bobby. And, oh, that's exciting. 2 years ago tonight was our first show. And, wow.
Time has flown by.
It has gone so quickly, and we have loved every minute of doing Go Yard.
You know, and I have to make I have to be honest here. When we started, I was so nervous. I was like a little scared cat during the show, and now I just feel like I come in here and we just own it.
We just own it. Absolutely. You sure didn't act scared, though. I got to say that. You know, you really didn't. I've been doing radio for a number of years and right here on TAN Talk every Sunday afternoon for 10 years. So it was not except our topics were totally new, you know, and my other show has to do with the God and the Bible and all that. So this was a whole new experience. And very exciting, though. I mean, to put the format together for this show and our dream of what we wanted to accomplish, which we're going to talk about a little bit tonight on this second anniversary show. And we welcome every one of you. We are newly an FM station, Bobby.
That's right.
Isn't this great?
It's amazing.
It is wonderful. When we began, we were an AM, 3 AM stations here. 1340, 1350, and 1400 are the AM stations. Mm-hmm. Now we are 106.1 FM in this, you know, Clearwater, St. Pete area and part of Tampa. And we are 104.3 FM up in Dade City, Zephyr Hills, Wesley Chapel.
That's right.
And the north end of the woods.
Yes.
Yes.
And I have finally been up there and I heard it with my own ears.
And
now.
You
so
did.
I've heard all five of them and they are wonderful stations.
Oh, it's great. We are so happy to be a part of this station. And I am, after all these years, continuing to be very, very proud to be a part of this TAN Talk Radio Network. And with that said, the FM has brought new listeners. And so it's very clear, it's very strong, and a powerful, powerful station signal now. So that's really, really good, isn't it, Doctor?
It is amazing. You know, what's the funny thing is sometimes people will forget that our show is on, and I'll hear these comments. I was scanning the radio, and I heard your voice.
That has happened to me, too. That has. And it's cool, you know?
It is cool.
It really is. So, Go Yard, tell us about why we picked that title. Or the name of this show, would you, Doctor?
Well, Go Yard is a baseball term, and, you know, we're avid sports fans, so it's always fitting.
Yes, I am.
But it's hitting that home run, and this show is all about hitting those home runs in life.
Exactly. And like our, you know, announcer says at the beginning, who is my son, Ryan, which is pretty cool, he says, you know, hitting those home runs instead of striking out.
Absolutely, because I think a lot of times we feel like we are striking out in life, and it gets frustrating after a period of time, and
it
then
does.
We get beat down with striking out.
Yes. And so, you know, in 2 years, we have covered an awful lot of topics. But let me, before we talk about that, let me invite you to get involved in tonight's show if you would like to. Sometimes people do, sometimes they don't. But the call-in number is 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. You can call in during the show. And we would love to get your comments, your questions, or whatever else you'd like to say. 727-441-3000. The other way to communicate with us during the show, or actually 24/7, 365, is our Google text number, which comes directly to my phone right here. And it is 727-888-4171. 727-888-4171. We have these two avenues for you to be able to make contact with us during the show. Then we have a third way, and that is through our email, where next week we're having a question and answer show,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes, we are. So email, text, get us your questions. We would love to include your questions in on the show.
Yes, absolutely. And our email address is goyard2014@gmail.com. And then Facebook. Tell us about Facebook. They need to go like us on
Facebook.
They
really do need to like us on Facebook. So we're on Facebook, goyard1340.
There we go. So those are all the ways you can find us. And the other thing, StarCom Radio Network.
StarCom Radio Network.
Four words, StarComRadioNetwork.com. Every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern.
At noon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong show. That's my Sunday show. No, okay. This show, Go Yard, is noon Eastern at StarComRadioNetwork.com. Saturday and Sunday. And that's really cool. And to our folks out there who speak Spanish, I'm doing a Spanish show now. It's just a short one. It's like 35 minutes, but it's coming up at 6 a.m. on StarComRadioNetwork.com on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm just doing that from my computer. It's really interesting right now. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that yet. May bring it to Tan Talk, not
bring
sure.
Bring it here.
I'm still experimenting on that new avenue in my Spanish show. But anyway, Dr. Angel Falzoni, Ph.D., licensed mental health counselor. You know, the credentials that you have really, I think, help our audience know that you know what you're talking about.
I know a little bit of something about what we're talking about. Now, you know, I've studied hard. I've, you know, worked really hard. Not only have I learned the book knowledge, but I work in it every day. And, you know, I work in a large community mental health facility. You know, I supervise master level clinicians. You know, I oversee patients, you know, what's going on with patient care for about 600 to 650 patients. So
oh my gosh.
In the nitty gritty of life every day.
That needs an applause, Bobby. I've never heard that number. Whoa, we're all impressed. Yes, we are. And I know you have a lot of clinicians that work under you, plus you oversee the foster care program and all that. There's a lot that you do.
I train with them, yeah, and I do a lot of training in all kinds of ways. So, yes, I am in it, and I'm in the nitty-gritty of it. I'm in with real life all around. And so I love to bring that here.
You do.
For everyone to benefit from it.
Your
for free.
Years of experience for free.
For free.
Hey, you can't beat that. I mean, some free counseling here, life coaching. And me, I have been a pastor for 40-some years, actually. That's a long time.
She started being a pastor when she was still a sperm and an egg.
Yeah, that's right. When I was three, yeah. Uh-huh. And I've done a ton of counseling, but not with a degree. My degree is in biology and chemistry, and I was a high school teacher. So my life experience is a little different than yours, but together we really are able to dialogue about these situations that we talk about on the show.
Well, I think what's really important to capture is our whole lives have worked around working with people who have who struggles and who have needs and who have needed help and guidance to get out of the ruts that they're in.
Exactly. Yes. So in thinking about a second anniversary show, you and I decided that we needed to kind of sum up what we've been trying to say in 2 years in one show. Now, Bobby's going.
How many hours?
So we're going to be here till 3 weeks from Friday, right?
Already.
No, but, you know, there's some basics that we talk about on Go Yard over and over again. And I think as you and I talked and we met for lunch and we started brainstorming, there were five basics that we came up with. And we're going to talk about those tonight. And again, we invite your questions, your comments, 727-441-3000 or 727-888-4171 for your text. Dr. Angel, the word we came up with was the word use, U-S-E.
Three little letters.
Why do we come up with that word?
Well, you know, that word can really be utilized.
Good, in a lot of ways,
but to help us sum up what we've been trying, the messages that we've really been trying, the root messages we want our audience to capture the most. And it's about using different things to help us get out of where we are or to move toward where we want to move towards.
Like using tools.
Using tools, using supports. And it's using.
Yes.
Because,
it's,
you know.
It's action.
It is action. You know, you can sit and hear some. It's like exercise machine. I can go buy one of those really great, you know, exercise that can make me feel like I'm running in Tahiti and whatever, you know, thousands of dollars. But if it's just sitting in my living room, I'm not going to get skinnier or get more fit. It's not happening. I have to use that tool. Same thing with life coaching.
And don't you think in 2 years of doing this show, we have heard from a lot of people that listen, et cetera. And I think that the common thing we hear is that life is hard and there's a lot of problems. And some of those problems are even embarrassing or humiliating or such struggles for families or relationships. We hear a lot of nitty gritty things, and you do in your practice. And I do as well. And our goal is to be that light and some a voice of wisdom in the midst of the struggle, right?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times people might be reluctant to reach out or to even let somebody know what's really going on. You know, that shame, embarrassment, whatever's under that. But this is a way that we can put some flashlights on there and bring things to light and give some real tools.
Exactly.
Things that anybody, anywhere, anytime can take home and use to help them get moving. And maybe that will help them to start getting that help they need or start moving forward in that issue that they're going through.
Absolutely. Now, the teacher in me always picks up on certain things that you say, and I tease you about some of those. But the first one of these five generalizations that we've been talking about for 2 years is use your words.
Yeah, we say that all the time.
Thank you, Bobby, for the bell. That's point one. Use your words. What does that mean? Let's go back over what it means. And would you amplify on it, Dr. Angel?
Well, using our words is extremely important. It sounds so elementary. It's something we start teaching toddlers. You know, when they want something, instead of having that tantrum or crying, use your words. What do you want?
Right.
The thing is, we still need to do that as adults. And sometimes we get in this like mind reading mentality where you should just know what I want or what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling. No one knows. No one knows unless we tell them. And so a lot of times there's conflict and difficulties in relationships and misunderstandings all because we didn't use our words.
You know, I totally agree with you. And I think this is huge right here because in so many of our shows, we've discussed how misunderstandings, hurt feelings, recreating scenes from our past, living in the past, basic hurt and rejection affect how we communicate with those around us, whether it be a partner, a spouse, a job person. I mean, so your boss, your fellow workers. People that you're just friends with, your siblings,
your parents. Anywhere, everywhere.
It affects everything, doesn't it? When we don't communicate, when we go silent, when we pout, when we, and I throw that in. Let me throw that into you right now. What happens when we pout?
Oh, man, adults pout all the time. And it can look
It's not just kids.
I see adult temper tantrums all the time. You know, it's when we start shutting down and huffing and puffing and we're all upset and we're not willing to work on this. We're pouting.
Exactly.
We're in our mind. And the problem is we're not effectively communicating. And communication is the key to successful relationships, no matter what that relationship is. Parent to child, you're right, coworkers,
whatever,
you know, romantic, family. We have to communicate. We have to stop expecting them to read our minds.
And what happens if we don't make the effort to communicate? Because this is a problem for a lot of people. That's been my experience. Miscommunication, lack of communication, saying a wrong thing when in the heat of the fight, you know, in the heat of the struggle, things that you later regret. Words cause a lot of problems. And yes, words can, in, on the other side of it, be very, very helpful to ironing out hurt feelings.
Absolutely, it can be. And so we have to go in with that mentality that if I want to communicate effectively, I have to communicate.
There you go.
First of all, I have to put it out there and I have to give it life and I have to use the words that I need to use so that I am communicating. Because a lot of times we want to communicate through our body language.
Oh, yes.
And we want to communicate through, well, they should know and so they can read our mind. And we want to communicate through the tones of our voice.
Right.
But sometimes we are forgetting the words that go to say the message we're trying to give.
I know people, and you probably do too, that like to communicate through silence.
Oh, yeah.
And so that they're sending a signal. I'm mad. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to call you. I want nothing to do with you. Or I'm going to sleep on the couch tonight. Whatever the case may be, there are so many people that communicate their disapproval, their anger, their hurt with silence.
And it's not effective. The other person may not have any idea what's going on or what you're upset about. And there's no way for them to resolve that or fix that. So we're walking in conflict after conflict when we are not using our words.
Exactly. So what would you say to the person out there listening today who goes, yeah, I think that's me. How do they overcome this lack of being used to communicating properly?
Well, you know, we're going to have to be purposeful. I know we use that word all the time.
We
have
do.
To be purposeful and start, okay, did I really communicate what I needed or what I want or what I'm feeling to this person?
Right.
First, did I really communicate? Did I use my words? Did I
put
it out there and give it life? And if I didn't, well, I need to go back and try and do that. And so use those I statements. You know, I am feeling sad because XYZ, or I'm feeling disappointment, or I need help with the laundry or whatever
it
is.
That's so good. Let's ring a bell right there, Bobby. When we do I statements, I feel this way, whatever, I think that's a huge way to better communicate, to learn to better communicate.
Yeah, we're taking ownership of our communication.
Yes.
And we're clearly stating it.
Yes, absolutely. And that's not that easy for a lot of people. And we actually, we realize that. We recognize that problem, that it's not easy, especially if you grew up in a family where you watched your parents fight with silence or
door slamming.
Screaming. Exactly. Yes. Screaming to get their way or bouts of anger or pouting or crying or, you know.
But the cool thing is, I don't care where you are in life, what stage you are in life, how old you are, how young you are, you can change this today. By starting to use your words and communicating. And the more you do it, the more it becomes habit.
Exactly.
And the more natural it will become. So you're going to have to think about it and get purposeful with it. And as you practice and practice, you won't have to think so hard to do it. You'll just start naturally doing it.
Exactly.
And it will improve all your relationships.
And you mentioned about kids. With my great-granddaughters who are three now, A and B, Aaliyah and Briley, we're working with that. And, use your words. So it's not just for little kids.
Nope, it's for
everyone. All of us. So if you're taking notes right now, the first use that we're talking about tonight is use your words. What's the second one, Dr. Angel? Thank you, Bobby.
One is use your power.
Use your power. Okay, I want you to define it, even though for the last 2 years we've been talking about using your power. But this is the anniversary show, and we're summing things up. So let's talk about use your power, Dr. Angel.
Well, you know, all too often, and we both hear this all the time, is people are willing to continually give their power away.
Yes.
And let other people make decisions for them and let other people guide them where they want them to go instead of us taking our power and empowering ourselves.
Right.
Sometimes we don't use our powers because we blame life and circumstances for where we're at. Sometimes we're giving our power away for all kinds of reasons, but we give it away all the time.
2 years ago right now, we started this show with a whole series on domestic violence and people who stay in marriages for whatever reason, but who are abused, okay? Because it was a hot topic right then
in
the news with a certain football player, et cetera. And so we kicked off this show with that whole thing. And we did talk about this whole concept of of giving up your power and just to placate someone, to keep somebody from hitting you harder, or to you know, try to calm a situation down or whatever the case may be, or to stay in a marriage or relationship for finances or things like that. Mm-hmm. So I want you to address that aspect of it, Doctor, in the this whole thing of your power, because use your power. It cuts across so many relationships and so many areas of our lives.
It does. And so what are the things I have power over? I have power over my feelings.
There you go.
I have power over my actions or behaviors.
Okay.
I have the power over my attitude.
Ooh.
I have the power over my successes.
You're going to have to repeat all four of those. Can you remember them exactly?
Yes, I have.
Because somebody wants to write them down out there in radio land. I know that.
I have power over my feelings.
Your feelings.
I have power over my choices.
Choices.
I have power over my actions and behaviors. I have power over my attitude. And I have power over my successes.
Whoa.
That's five.
That's
and
five.
That's what
that's
I have the power.
Right.
And that's a lot of power. We need to start using that power.
But people get into a trap where they think they have no way out of their marriage or their domestic violence situation or their financial ruin or their whatever the case may be. They believe the lie that they can't change anything. They believe the lie, Doctor.
They do.
I've lived with this for years with people.
They do. And then what it is they've given their power away so long
right.
that they don't even realize they have it.
Right.
And so we have to recognize I have power and I can start using that power. Does that mean I'm going to be able to change my whole financial situation by tomorrow morning? Yeah, no, probably
yeah,
not
probably
unless
not.
You pick the right six numbers
yeah.
in the lottery.
Yeah.
But I can start making a choice, a step to
yes.
move towards that direction. If I keep giving my power away, I'm never going to get where I want to go.
That's right.
But if I start using my power, I will eventually get closer.
So it's a matter of baby steps sometimes, isn't it?
All about
and,
it.
And really taking the control of the situation, whatever it may be, and realize you have a right to your feelings. You have a right to, you know, proceeding with the way you think it should be handled, right?
Absolutely. And so recognizing what I have power over and what I don't have power over is really profound for us. And I know I've talked about this many times in the last 2 years about chunking big tasks.
Oh, chunking.
Smaller
yes.
tasks.
We always have talked about chunking.
And that's part of taking our power. I might have something overwhelming I need to do for myself or in my life, but I can chunk it in a small, little, manageable task and use my power and choose to have the attitude that I am going to tackle this. I am going to take a step forward today.
Exactly.
And keep moving in our choices and our actions and our attitudes and our feelings and moving that way. That's my power. You know,
whoa, yeah.
we talked about Nazi Germany with
yes.
the people in the concentration camps and how some of them, they had no control over
right.
if they were going to live or die. The gas chambers, you know, all this stuff that was going on. But yet some of them internalized the power that they had over their feelings, over their attitudes, over hoping for a future. And they survived and thrived well and have some amazing inspirational stories.
Excellent. So we've covered two of our five topics, major topics that we've been talking about for the last 2 years. Learn to use your words. Learn to use your power. We have three more coming up after this break, and we've got great songs. Listen here.
Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com. Plexus.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
To Go Yard, and Dr. Angel and Bobby, our engineer, picked out two great songs for tonight. Those are excellent songs. I could have sat and listened to both of them the whole way through. They're great. You are listening to our second anniversary show for Go Yard, and we are excited to be beginning, yes, our third year with next week's show. And it's going to be a question and answer show. We invite you to go ahead and send in some questions. We've got already quite a few. And that is goyard2014@gmail.com if you'd like to send them in. If you'd like to comment during this last half of the show, call us 727-441-3000. Bobby will answer the phone and patch you in. We are talking about the five things that kind of were generalizations, I guess, Dr. Angel, that you and I decided we've been talking about for the last 2 years. Kind
yes,
of the basic concepts. Do you want to amplify on what
the
these
roots.
Five are? The
like roots.
Nice
the
word.
Roots. There's so many
yes.
struggles that we have.
Right.
And so we are talking about using things
yes.
we need to put action to and use in our life to start improving our lives.
Amen. I think this is a great topic for a second anniversary show. So the first one we talked about, the first half, is your words. Learn to use your words. Say what you mean what you say, right?
Yep.
And don't just assume people know what you're talking about. And don't just resort to pouting or, you know, raging or whatever in order to get your way. But sit down and talk. Talk. We've talked about that a lot in 2 years. And the second one was use your power. And you want to say anything about that before we go to number three?
Well, we have power. It's right. time to recognize it and start using it, because we are not going to live that Go Yard life until we start using our power.
That's right. Okay, so though we covered those two, and now we have three more to cover. So the third one is to use your
character.
Your character. Now, you two are pretty, you're characters. Bobby is, you are, you
yeah,
both are
you
characters.
Know.
You know what I mean? But we're not talking about that kind of character, right? Use your character. Talk to us about that, Dr. Angel Falzone.
That's the substance of who you are.
Substance of who you are. I agree.
And so use that in your life and build that. So maybe you aren't the person who has the reputation you want to have or the character you want to have. You can change that.
Exactly.
By your actions and choices and things, by taking your power. You have the power to change that.
And by using your words.
And by using your words. And those are the ways we change our character. And by, you know, when I say something, I mean it. And following
exactly.
through and being that person of integrity or that person
follow
someone can
through.
Trust.
Follow through, Dr. Angel. I don't know. I've just had to deal with so many people through my life that don't follow through. I'm a realtor, 25 years right now. And I'll tell you what, it seems like so many people, even realtors, don't do their job. And they don't follow through on details. And, you know, this is a common problem in all walks of life. People don't follow through. They don't do what they say they're going to do. They think somebody else will pick up the slack for them.
There's a lot of reasons. I think sometimes we don't follow through because we get distracted.
Right.
I think sometimes we don't follow through because, yeah, we just want someone else to do it. And so we're just waiting for that to happen. I think sometimes we don't follow through because we put too much on our plate and we can't follow through with everything. We have too many commitments.
That's good, too. That's good.
And so what I'm going to challenge our listeners to is, if follow through is a struggle, back way off and practice one thing I can commit to and see it through to the end.
Exactly.
We're not going to commit to 20, 30 things and try to have perfect follow through. We're going to start with one.
Yeah.
Let me follow through with this.
you know, I think a lot of people do that. They commit, overly commit.
They do.
I play golf, and when I was younger and teaching my nephews and my kids to play golf, one of the things I kept teaching them, and people that learn golf know this, you got to keep your head down, keep your eye on the ball, and then you follow through and don't look to see where the ball's going. You follow through that swing all the way through, right?
Yes, you
do. That's how you do it. Okay, and that applies here.
Absolutely, it does. And so if that's a struggle, which is a very common, and you know, it leads to a lot of conflicts and relationship difficulties and all kinds of stuff, because when we don't have follow through, it's hard for people to trust us. It's hard for, you know, our relationship. It puts a toll on those. And so learning to develop a follow through is start small, finish that task.
Oh, that's good.
Stay in that mind, you know, that chunking principle. Stay in the mindset. What do I have to do to commit to this task and prioritize it so that I can follow through? And then you can take on another task to follow through.
Excellent.
But what happens is, you know, and sometimes we just get bored in the middle of doing something that we kind of just don't want to follow through anymore. You know, it's not as fun anymore. A lot of times people will tell me that, oh, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to be XYZ, da, da, da. They take one class. They've already told everyone going to do it. And everyone's like, oh, yay, go you, go. We're so proud of you. So they got all the accolades. Two classes in, they're like, oh, well, I don't really want to do this anymore.
Right.
They don't follow through.
Right. Yes. That's a common problem.
It is.
With people. So use your character. So amplify more on that.
That is just who we are, how people relate to us. How do they identify you? When people say your name, what do they attribute to you?
There you go. Like that. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, and if you don't know, ask some people.
Yeah.
Find out. What do they really, really think
Hard
about
Hard to find
you?
People
maybe
to be honest
with. Maybe
they won't
be that
honest.
Maybe they will. Depends on how frustrated they are, maybe. But
exactly.
The truth is we can't change what we don't really know, how
right.
people are perceiving us. But we might know. Maybe, you know, I'm not great at time management. I'm the person that's 2 hours late to every party.
Yeah.
And I'm letting people down. Or maybe I don't have follow through. Or maybe I'm not the most honest person.
Right.
Whatever. Let's work on it.
Because I think we all basically know what a person of good character is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where their word is their, you know, bond. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, where they tell you they're going to be there. They're going to be there for you,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah, sometimes things come up and then you call. You're courteous and you call and you go, I'm running late or whatever.
But here's the thing. When you have that character that's strong.
Right.
And something happens and maybe you didn't follow through with a task or you weren't able to help somebody when you had committed to doing that. They know that's not your character.
Right.
And so then they're worried. What's wrong? What's happened? You know,
that's
and
a
it's
good
not,
point.
You let me down again. It's, oh my goodness, something must be wrong because this is not like her.
Yeah, that's excellent. And isn't that the kind of person we want to be? That somebody trusts us, that they know that when we get in a task that we have committed to, that we'll do it.
Absolutely.
I mean, isn't that who we want to be?
We want to be. We want to be that person when somebody confides in us. That we're not on the phone calling our 26 closest
exactly.
friends and telling everybody else that we are that person's confidant.
Right.
And it stops here.
Right.
We need to be that person of character.
Exactly. All right. So number one was use your words. Number two, use your power. Number three, use your character. To do what? What's the rest of the sentence? Use these things to
live that go yard life.
There you go. To live that fulfilled life where you're having more home runs than you are striking out, where you're accomplishing your goals, where you're becoming the person you want to be, where you are leaving a mark behind of who you are and what you are for people. Number four is use your
gifts and talents and strengths. A lot of stuff to use, but it's all around the same kind of concept.
We've had a lot of shows that on purpose trying to develop people and give them hope and give them a desire to find out what their strengths are. And I think, you know, that this is an important part, number four here. Very important. Use your gifts, talents, and strengths. And I can just hear some of our listeners going, I don't have any. Or I don't know what they are. How do I find out what they are? Because I don't think I have any.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody has some.
There you go.
Everybody has some. So you can't tell me you don't have any. You may not know what it is. but okay. Everyone has somebody. And so if you're not sure, maybe you can talk to some people that are close to you. What do you think are my gifts or strengths or my talents? Because other people a lot of times will be able to recognize it, and yes, others before we can recognize it in ourselves. And so maybe your gift and your talent is that you're really empathetic for people, or maybe your strength is that, you know, you are really good at organizing tasks. We all have some gifts and talents that we are great at. Sometimes it's a thing we love to do.
Right.
Sometimes it's something we don't even know if we like because we haven't really developed it the way it should be developed.
Right.
And so we find that through doing things.
Right. Exactly.
And we can invest those gifts, strengths, and talents into our own lives and to the lives of those around us.
It's like when you're in school as a kid, you know, they don't give you a quiz or fill out a little survey the first day and you want to be a math teacher. Okay, then we're just going to give you math classes all through for 12 years. No, what they do is they give you a well-rounded education. And what you start out thinking you might want to do, a lot of times you end up not doing that. My youngest son, case in point, thought he always growing up years would be a doctor like his dad and take over practice, etc. And second year into undergrad, he called and he goes, "Mom, I have something I need to talk to you about. I hate pre-med." I said, "Okay, what do you hate?" "I hate the labs. I hate this. I hate that. This is not me." "Well, what is you?" "I'm not sure, but I might want to be an attorney." "Not sure, but there's some things about that that interest me. I'm more analytical, da 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 da." We had this long talk. Sure enough, he did, and he's a successful law professor now, but he had the guts and the courage to stop what he thought was actually his dad's dream for him and become what he saw his strengths in and his, you know, what his character was all about, analytical thinking and solving, problem solving.
That took a tremendous amount of courage, I'm sure. But that's what that's about. That's
yes,
about finding and harnessing those gifts, those yes, talents, and those strengths. And they can be, maybe you're just a positive, upbeat person. And, you know, when you walk in the room, it lights up the room. Maybe that's your strength. Maybe, you know, we all have strengths.
We do.
And there's so many of them. We could sit here till next Thursday listing them all.
Well, and like this example of my son, Mark, if you try something and it doesn't fit and it doesn't feel right, have the courage to try something else because you do have strengths. You just maybe haven't discovered them yet.
Absolutely. Yes. It's okay to try something else and try something else. You might find it on your second attempt, your 1,000th attempt. It doesn't matter. Keep having the courage to try something else.
A lot of people go to college and change their major a few times.
Yes, they do. Yes,
right?
They do.
Didn't you do that?
I sure did.
That's right. You did. I did not. But anyway, so a lot of people do that. And a lot of people graduate with a degree and then they don't even do that. They do something totally different.
Absolutely. And the way we can learn those things is just try it. I remember I wanted so bad. I mean, I'm just honest. I really wanted to be able to knit. I love
to knit.
Don't make fun of me either.
I am Bobby. She wanted
we would
to
never.
We
I
would
really
never
wanted
do that,
knit.
Would we? No,
I
she wanted to knit.
I
Bobby.
Did.
She wanted to knit. Yes, go
I
ahead.
I wanted to
crochet
be able to do this
too.
Yes, I wanted to do that handcraft thing. I like to do
cool
things. I
okay
really want to. I think things people can knit is beautiful.
It is.
Wow.
It is. So I go to knitting classes. Yeah, well, no, I can't knit anything.
You can't knit?
I don't even think I can get the yarn around the needle the right way. I'll just start. So, yeah, I totally, as much as I wanted to do that, it was not going to be my gift, talent,
okay,
strength. It was not happening.
Okay.
So sometimes the things we really want and desire that
right
we think we can, you know, that's going to be it, it's maybe
it's
the
just
furthest from
not it.
It. Nope. Can't knit you anything. Can't
right
do it at all.
Dang,
but
I was going to ask you to knit me something for Christmas.
I would have, too, if I could have knit.
Yeah, Bobby. Wait, don't you want a hat?
Yeah.
Don't you want a hat for snow and stuff? Something
sure
like that? Snow hat? Yeah. Yeah. So, well... Yeah, it's too bad you can't knit.
No, and I can't.
Yeah,
because
I want one that says Tantalk Radio Network
right
on it.
See?
So I can
how
sit
cool
in here when it's
been
cold and I got the windows open in here. And
see?
You know.
How cool that would have been.
That could have been cool.
No, she didn't have that talent. But thank goodness you recognized it when you went to knitting class and realized you could not knit.
And as much as I had the desire and dream to do it, it was not going to happen. So I'm like, okay, knitting is not for me. What I can do amazingly, I can take thousands of pieces of research and combine it and make it into something that
yes
everyone can
yes
understand.
Right. That's a tremendous strength.
I
wouldn't have known
that unless I was thrown into having to start doing that. And then I'm like, I do this really well and can create all kinds of amazing, you know, down-to-earth trainings out of some complex material. And that right. was a gift I didn't know until I started getting in it. There.
So use your gifts, talents, and strengths, because sometimes you don't even know what they are and what they're going to lead you to, what door is going to open as a result of you branching out and trying something, or what door might close, like knitting or something like that. But the point is, our word use for this show, again, you take action, do something about it, because only we can improve our future. Only we can make something of things that, you know,
absolutely
didn't and work out.
When we take the gifts and talents and strengths that we have and not only use it to improve our lives, and then we're starting to use it to improve the lives of those around us, it's improving our relationships. It's improving the quality of life that we have in other
exactly.
people. It is giving us a purpose.
Right. A purpose. Why do we need a purpose, Dr. Angel, before we go to number five here?
You know, purpose is the whole direction our life is going in.
Okay.
That's our purpose.
But a lot of people would say, I don't need a purpose.
No,
I'm just going through life. What am I here for? I'm just marking time.
I'm just the dash between the two dates is what I hear people tell me all the time.
Oh, I know. I can't stand that.
I hate that.
The dash between the two dates. Ugh.
Really? Because that dash between two dates can be extraordinary if
yes,
you let it.
Yes, it can.
And it
yes.
may only be extraordinary to the few people in your life, but that's okay.
Right.
You know, we don't have to be famous actors or actresses or politicians or musicians.
Good point. Don't you think some people don't fulfill their potential because they compare themselves to people who are super successful and they think, oh, I can never do, so I'm not even going to try.
Right. My life doesn't count like that person's life.
Right.
That is so not true.
Right. It is so not true.
And those people around you are counting on
exactly
your life counting.
Exactly. And why not be the best we can be as we walk this earth for whatever brief amount of time it is?
Absolutely. And to fulfill our purpose, we will we'll be happier.
Right.
You know, it improves so much of the quality of our life.
So fulfilling your purpose, and you find out what that is a lot of times by beginning to use your gifts, talents, and strengths and eliminate some that you thought were a talent, like knitting. There you go.
I knew you were going to make fun of me.
I'm going to make fun of that from now till Jesus comes. I'm just telling you that.
Or right. until I get my Tantalk hat.
Exactly. Or, yeah, you may get your hat. And
then we're all done.
Then we're done with that. And we can move on. All right. Oh, this is our second anniversary show, folks. And number five, use your
dreams and passions.
Use your dreams and passions. Again, I can hear the person sitting out there saying, I don't know what they are, and I don't know how to find them.
I hear you, and I hear a lot of people saying, well, why should I even bother with a dream?
Right.
The thing is, you know, there's a quote, and I'm not going to get it right off the bat, but there's a dream that it's not, there's a quote that goes, it's not that people dream too big and don't achieve it, it's that they dream too small and achieve it.
And achieve that, yes.
And so
right,
we are
good.
Only going to be able to pursue, are your dreams kind of limit where we're going to go?
Right.
You know, sometimes we have small, tiny dreams.
Right.
And that's where we're going to go. But we need to dream big, dare to dream big, dare to think something extraordinary for yourself.
And, you know, honestly, we cannot minimize this. This is so important to our success in life, and when we say success, it doesn't have to do with the amount of money you make, by the way.
No, not at all.
Not at all. This is not about the amount of money you make. It is about fulfilling the dreams that are down in your heart, what you want to accomplish, your purpose, it's more than just going to work and punching a clock.
It is.
It's more than just having 2.4 children, you know? It is so much more than all of that. It is that thing that when you lay your head on the pillow at night, you go, yeah, that was good.
Absolutely.
That was a good day. That was a good day.
And that we need to start dreaming big.
Right.
I mean, it's funny because when I was 27, I had my third child, and I had just finished my bachelor's degree, both of them.
Both bachelors
in education.
One wasn't enough, Bobby. Yeah, no. Let's just do two bachelor's degrees.
Okay, a little overachiever. But I remember sitting down with like my core friends. I'm like, I'm dreaming, and I dreamed. Let me tell you, I dreamed someday I'd be a doctor. I dreamed someday I'd be a published author. I dreamed someday, like, my dreams were extraordinary.
Right.
And here I am walking every one
you're
of those dreams.
You're already walking in them, and you're only a little over 40.
I am 41, and I am walking all those dreams I made at 27 to the point now I have made new dreams.
Exactly.
And so it's funny because I got the privilege to have lunch with some of those people who knew me way back then. And before, I was the shy girl. I didn't want people to know anything about, you know, no, I would have never been able to do a radio show. I was very shy. And they're like, I remember back when you told us, when you said that, and now look at you, and you've like exceeded
Isn't
where you thought
fantastic?
You were going to go.
Fantastic. That's great. Speaking of that, you and I had lunch yesterday, and we talked about where we want to take this show.
Yes, we have.
And we've got some ideas for the future where we want to take this whole concept of Go Yard and get it out there more than just a radio show. And see some of our dreams fulfilled in helping people learn to hit these home runs in life and become more than they've been. We've got some goals and some passion there about what we want to see done with this whole concept, you know. But again, back to the person who says, how do I find my dream? I don't even know where I go to look for it. Do I Google it or?
Yeah, you're not going to Google your dream. But what I'm telling people.
Oh, you can't?
Yeah. Well, you can Google a lot, but it'll give you a dream. Maybe it's just not your dream.
No, Bobby, you can't Google your dream.
Oh,
yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Yeah.
But I challenge them, where would you like, in a perfect world, where would you like to see your life go?
Wow.
Does it mean you're going to get to that perfect world where you, no, you maybe detoured 25 times. Some of my dreams got really detoured along the way.
Right, sure.
But it's been an amazing adventure.
Wow.
And I wouldn't change a thing.
Right.
And so, start. Where would you like to go? What would you like to have happen? What would you like to experience? Let's just start there.
Right. Write it down.
Write it down. Oh, I love photo boards. You know I love making, I have picture boards.
You know
what? They're powerful.
Hey,
I use them.
You know I'm big on photo boards too. And back when I first started real estate in 1992, you know, it's Century 21. People that were successful were centurions. And we only had one of them in our office. And a centurion was somebody who was doing at least $5 million of business a year. Now, back at, in value of houses, not in commissions. But you know what I'm saying? And they gave you this statue, you know, this looked like an Oscar, you know, with a big 21 on the top and all that stuff. And so it wasn't me. I'd only been there a year. And I saw the lady beside me at the desk beside me get this. And I thought, whoa, okay, I can do this. I want to do this. So I had my broker sit down with me and we took that, my friend Sandy's statue, her centurion. We put it in front of me. We took a picture. And I put it in front of me all the time, right up there on a little bulletin board in front of my face as I was on the phone calling clients and whatever and whatever. And yes, I became that within a couple of years. And again, it's what you look at.
Yep.
When you look at the negatives in your life, when you look at how impossible your dream is, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get nothing.
You are. And so having visual reminders, this is where I want to go.
Visual reminders, yes.
It's so important because you know what? Life is going to throw curveballs and difficulties are going to happen. You know,
right.
I've experienced so many difficulties along my journey. Moments where I'm like, this is just, it's never going to happen.
Right.
But I kept the dream. I looked at the board. I kept visualizing. This is where I want it to go, though. It
right.
may not look like that today.
Right.
But I'm going to keep taking a step forward.
Exactly.
And a whole bunch of little steps is a lot of steps after a while.
Oh,
and so
wow.
It's so important.
You know, in all these five things, use your words, use your power, use your character, use your gifts and talents and strengths. And number five, use your dreams and what you're passionate about. I hear a word that keeps coming to me, and it's perseverance.
Oh, that's a good one.
Would you talk about that?
You know, and to persevere, it just means we are going to keep moving forward through thick, through thin, through good, through bad. I have my mind set on a goal, and I'm going to keep working and going forward.
And then when we get knocked down?
Then we get back up.
Right.
We're like those little, those bobble things that, you know, they would rock down and flip back up,
right.
The little punching bags. And,
yes.
And that's how we have to be.
That's
though.
How we have to be.
You know, and living life without a dream.
Right.
is like getting in the car and driving and having no idea where you're going.
Right.
It's not productive.
Yeah. Just get on the road and go. No. So perseverance, endurance, stamina.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right.
A lot of people will say, oh, I can make a dream. And if we can't achieve it in 6 months, then they give up.
Right.
Dreams aren't meant to be achieved in 6 months. That's a short-term goal.
That's six months.
A dream is huge.
And, you know, just don't get discouraged with the first difficult thing that comes along, you know? You look at those mountains that come along and you say, this is not going to get me. I'm moving through this situation. And we learn from those hard times, don't we, doctor?
Oh, my goodness. Not only do we learn, we gain strength. We gain all kinds of great tools to help us keep pursuing that dream.
That's exactly right.
May not feel like it in the moment.
Right.
May not look like it in the moment. But those are like the teaching grounds of life.
They are.
And you know what? You will appreciate that dream so much more when you've had a few struggles back here, and I still kept going, and I still kept fighting, and you will be stronger than you know it.
Absolutely, you will. Learn to use your words. Learn to use your power. What was the third one?
Use your character.
Use your character. Develop that character. There you go. And number four, use your gifts and talents and strengths, and so importantly, develop dreams. Use your dreams, your passion. And this kind of in our minds summed up kind of what we've been trying to get across for 2 years. And I'm sure there's a whole lot more we could have said, but we had a limited amount of time. So Dr. Angel, I want you to sum it up here. You got about 1 minute.
Well, the whole point of this is looking towards living that Go Yard life.
Right.
And we need to use what we have in front of us.
Yes.
And that's within us and
right.
in front of us.
Right.
That's what we have. Those are the resources we have, and develop those.
Right.
I can't blame everything else and everyone else. I'm not willing to take action and responsibility. And so I'm just going to challenge you. Take your action, take your responsibility, and start using those tools you have to go forward.
Couldn't be any better said. And that's great. And I've got to say, Dr. Angel and Bobby, it's such a joy working with you week after week on this show. How much fun do we have around here? We really do. This is fun.
We have a blast, and I love working with you. I know I've said in many shows, I feel like we're just having a conversation the world
gets
to listen.
That is what happens. We just happen to have mics in front of our face and headphones on our heads.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Look what just appeared.
And Bobby, you're an absolutely great engineer, and we appreciate you.
Thank
Chris,
you.
And all the ones who, Pete, the ones that have engineered our show. And so, from
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac, we've given you 2 years of Go Yard, and next week begins year number 3, and we're excited. Check out our shows on StarcomRadioNetwork.com every Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon, and tune in again next week for a fantastic, fun question and answer show. Send your questions to GoYard2014@gmail.com or text us at 727-888-4171. Like us on Facebook, GoYard1340. And I think we're out of here, Dr. Angel. The end of the second year. See you guys.
Good night.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.